I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Parts.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
Hi, my name is Carrie Sorensen, age 28, and I am Tristan's partner slash girlfriend.
Hi, my name is Tristan Orth. My age is 27 years. My relationship to Carrie is I am her partner slash boyfriend. So, Carrie.
Yes, Tristan.
Why engineering?
Probably initially because I liked the idea of creating spaces where people would live their lives, spaces that they would enjoy.
Any figures in your life that led to that decision?
Yeah, my dad was a huge part of that decision. He is a civil engineer, and he would fix projects that had gone wrong and get them back on a time frame and a budget. Every project I did with him, there was a written contract about what the timeline would be and what my expected costs would be and an agreement for just how everything would fall out. I think Keith definitely thought engineering would make me happy, and just because of how logical I am as a person.
You graduated from your undergrad in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you also had to move many different places. It was kind of a upheaval moment in your life. You want to tell me about that?
For my undergrad, I had moved to Colorado from Alaska. And then for this job, I needed to move back to Alaska. I managed to kind of work that out. I borrowed a trailer from my dad and hauled all my stuff up with my pickup truck and horse trailer full of personal belongings. Originally, when I got there, I had really high hopes. I had negotiated a really good salary for myself. They wanted to start bringing in new engineers and mentoring them to kind of take these positions of engineers that were leaving. I was the only female engineer at the office and even at any of the projects that I worked at while I was there. Engineering's a very male predominant field, and so you get used to being around mostly men, but it was different being around men that were the same age as my dad and kind of looked at me like I was a daughter or somebody that they could treat like a daughter and just give me parental advice, not necessarily professional advice.
In your experience, would you say that the expected perception between the male and female sexes in the workplace need to be changed?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. A lot of the male engineers were invited to go out golfing and shooting, and I was never invited to do those things, even though I was also an engineer and actually a pretty great shot. A lot of times when the company would have events, I was seated at the table with other women who worked for the company, but that happened to be more part of the secretarial staff rather than with my engineering peers. I felt like I was transported back about 20, 30 years or something. Like, wait, didn't we already go over this? You know, women in the workforce, and why am I facing the same challenges that were supposedly conquered by my grandmother and my mother?
You also had a tumultuous period there, probably your second summer. You weren't being supported by the university, and a lot of stuff happened in your life. You did other things. What were those?
So I am getting my degree in interdisciplinary studies in transportation engineering and statistics. We all get our contracts about 2 weeks before the semester ends, and I noticed that the amount I was going to be paid for doing research as a research assistant was substantially smaller, in fact, half what I was paid the previous summer. And the person that had me sign my contract said, no, no, that was the number I was given. You'll have to talk to your advisor. And he said that it was a department decision to limit student research hours to 20 hours rather than 40 hours in the summers. I was like, oh, so the same goals that I was supposed to complete on 40 hours, I now have to complete on 20 hours. Okay, that sounds fair. I felt like I needed to make a stand for myself personally and put some space between me and the university and say, okay, you are paying me for 20 hours, you get 20 hours, and the other 20 hours or whatever else I have left with my time, I'm going to spend doing something that really matters to me and that I feel really passionate about and will also help bridge the gap in this financial quandary that I'm in now. I finally reached out to my dad, who's starting a business on our family ranch, and he recommended that I come out and work for him and do manage projects out there for our ranch and also related to other ranches. And so it was a really, really busy summer, both with work and research and driving back and forth. They didn't consult any of the graduate students. They didn't ask us how this would affect us. They didn't even give us any warning. They just gave us our contracts and expected us to sign them. And it was leading into my last semester here this fall and made it really hard to feel supported as a graduate student here, or like I was even a person, just a number on a spreadsheet.
I know your dad uses stories to communicate with you a lot. Have you used his experience to help you in your professional career?
Yeah, I definitely tried to use the things that he didn't like about how his career went to inform my decisions about how my career would go and decisions that I made along the way. And my mom was a professional. She was a physical therapist, and she was such a huge role model in my life for what a woman can be and should be. And she really didn't take crap from anybody. I wanted to work for a company that valued me as a person, not as a robot or just this cog in a machine. I wanted to be seen as a human being who deserves to have a full life and to be compensated and respected accordingly.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skomberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLu, and our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.